beaten them 5 out of the last 10. So all the stats, it's a tough trip for United. Shock of the weekend, Clinton. Man United.
Forest to beat Brighton.
Your shock of the weekend?
Yeah, because to go to Brighton, the way Brighton have started, Forest are on a good run after beating Liverpool. So I think they could go there and get a result.
It's going to be an emotional weekend for Forest. It has been 20 years since Brian Clough passed as well. So he's a great man. And Nigel, your shock of the weekend?
Just don't think they're out of it yet, Aaron. I'm going to go for Leicester to beat Everton.
Is that a 6-pointer? We'll find out. Thank you guys for giving us your big five.
Nigel's just relegated Everton.
Nigel, where are you this weekend? What's happening out in the States?
I've got EFL coverage this weekend. Nothing much, mate. Just the same old simple life, Aaron, for me, mate.
Stunning, 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 stunning. Paul, for you?
I am going to the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium tomorrow to hopefully to see my old team get back on track against Brentford. Tottenham Brentford for me tomorrow.
Curtains firmly shut at home. Clinton?
Chilled.
Chilled?
Yeah, chilled weekend.
Nice.
Sunday off, relaxing.
First roast of the year?
Yeah, I might fly over and see Nige if he wants to invite me over, you know.
I mean, if he wants to invite any of us over, I'm down.
No, he's living out.
I would invite you, but last time I texted you to wish you happy birthday, you didn't even reply to acknowledge
it. Mate, I didn't know it was your number. You've got a different number. You've got a foreign. I've just replied now and I just realised who it is. I saved your number.
Now after I wish you happy birthday last
year. I want to apologise live on the radio. I apologise, Nigel. I've got your number. It wasn't an English number, so I will be in contact.
That is it from us here on Premier. Paul, you can text me. That's it from us here on Premier League. I'll reply. Premier League kickoff. Thank you so much, Clinton Morrison, Paul Robinson, and Nigel Riococo. The best bits from tonight will be available shortly on the Football Daily podcast. Thank you again, though, for starting your football weekend with us. And the coverage continues tomorrow with commentary of Liverpool against Bournemouth from 3 o'clock. All the build up from midday with Mark Chapman, followed by Crystal Palace versus Manchester United at 5:30. Don't forget, Five Live brings you the fastest goal service around as well. On Five Live's Premier League Sunday, we'll bring you back-to-back games, starting with Brighton versus Nottingham Forest at 2, followed by Manchester City against Arsenal at 4:30, and then the big fight tomorrow evening. We've got AJ Dubois, plus the Josh Warrington fight as well, across BBC Sounds and Five Live. My word, what a weekend of sport. That's all from us. Now it's time for the latest BBC News with Richard Foster.
The voice of the UK.
And the home of the Premier League.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
More than 100 women have now contacted lawyers accusing Mohamed Al-Fayed of sexual assault. The former Harrods owner has been described as a monster and a predator by lawyers representing some of them. One of them is Gloria Allred. She told 5 Live Harrods must pay up.
We think it's important to do as much justice as possible for the victims, and that would include financial compensation to them by Harrods, because many of them have bills that they've had to pay, and many of them suffered lost wages when they resisted the sexual advances of Mohamed Al-Fayed, because then he retaliated against them by terminating them.
Harrods insists the company is very different now and a process is available to women who say they were attacked by Mr. Al-Fayed. He also owned Fulham Football Club between 1997 and 2013. It's investigating whether any women were abused there. 12 people have been killed and dozens more injured in an Israeli airstrike on the Lebanese capital Beirut. Israel says 10 Hezbollah commanders died. They're said to include Ibrahim Akil, who was wanted by the US over 2 attacks in the 1980s in which hundreds of Americans were killed. The US Secret Service has published an interim review of the failures that led to the attempted assassination of Donald Trump at a rally in Pennsylvania in July. Poor planning and a communication breakdown were among the lapses identified. And the actor David Graham, who was best known for voicing the chauffeur Parker in the original series of The Thunderbirds, has died aged 99. He was also the evil Dalek's voice in Doctor Who in the early 60s and more recently played Grandpa Pig in Peppa Pig.
This is 5 Live Sport.
Listen on BBC Sounds.
And welcome to listeners on 5 Live Sport this evening. We're bringing you the second half commentary of Live at Super League, the final regular season round. All eyes turn to Old Trafford on the 12th of October after tonight's games, but the final reckonings of the Super League table to be tidied up for the most part tonight. Hull KR Leeds is our main focus. It's 10 apiece here, and it's myself, Matt Newsome, and Scott Taylor, former England prop and former Hull KR prop, for that matter, who are bringing you the commentary from this one. Scott, just bring us up to date. It's been an interesting game, hasn't it? And the form book maybe not favouring how this game has played out.
A real back and forward first half as they went in at the break, 10 apiece, and big implications on tonight's game. OKR trying to cement second place in the home semi to a grand final, and Leeds with still a chance to make the playoffs. A real back and forward game, exciting times, and as we started this second half, Hulk have now the bit of an early edge with forcing the error from Leeds around us.
So Hulk have started tonight in second. They will cling on to it as it stands. Warrington are 26-0 to the good against London last time we heard. And we'll bring you any of the big action from Lee against St Helens with Andrew Henderson and Sharon Shortle tonight on Five Live Sports. We'll also keep you up to date on Stoke Hull in the Championship with Charlie Slater. And it's the first night of the Premiership rugby season as well in Rugby Union, where it's the repeat of last year's Premiership final. Bathurst, Northampton and Sarah Orchard will be across that one too. So plenty to bring you tonight on Five Live Sport, but our main focus is here in the final round of Super League games, where the destiny in the playoffs of four clubs is still up, potentially up for grabs here. And Hook KR making some ground down the Leeds middle. Dean Hadley takes them inside the 30. Now it's Mikey Lewis, who is the little will-o'-the-wisp. He is the sparkle, the crackle of electricity that knots it all together for Hull KR, as Tyrone May flings it back to Dean Hadley, jinking across field, straightening up, big aggressive run, taking on that Leeds defensive line, and he's inside the 20 now, 15 metres away from the post. Last tackle. This is the best position Hull KR have had in the second half, looking to take the lead as Petr Hicku goes down a bit of a cul-de-sac down that right hand side, but he will turn the ball over less than 10 metres away from the Leeds line and pins them right in that corner.
Really good start to the second half for Old Kingston Rovers, and exactly where they want to turn the ball over. If you're not going to score or get a repeat set, you turn it over in the corner in that box of the opposition half, and Leeds now are having to come under the tough carries as Hull KR have tightened up the line, they're flying off the line and they're dragging the Leeds player back from where he's come from, so he's only 5 metres off his own try line.
It's breezy up here in the very heights of the West Stand, and the papers blowing about everywhere. It's breezy down there, and there's a wind, a gust of red and white shirts, which is currently battering down those in the dark blue of Leeds, as they're a little slow to gain their feet on the back of that last tackle. And Jack Smith, the referee tonight, a former Marine, served in Afghanistan. He is just taking his time to assess the situation.
Yeah, assessing the situation. He stayed down. It looks like it's an eye tackle. It's sort of what we've seen the last few weeks, where players stay down. There's a bit going into it, but I'd like to think the rugby league players stay down on purpose. And a bit of an eye shot. They're now looking into it, the referee, because the man stayed down. And is he going to stick with his original decision? Yeah, it looks like he's getting on with it. I don't mind that. He didn't see it live. Don't say anything wrong, so he's letting them carry on. And Hull KR have started the second half outstandingly well, as there's another tough carry coming in now for Leeds.
Yeah, they're making ground as they're looking to push Hull KR back with raids like that from Jared O'Connor. Came racing out of acting half on the back of the tackle as Hull KR were backpedalling into position. He wasn't wasting no time. Bit of a loose pass there, gives Brody Croft a bit of a hospital ball to deal with. Matt Frawley skips in and out of the tackles, throws a pass wide to Riley Lum. Still the last here. Leeds are running this. It's a little bit Hail Mary, particularly with 5 minutes of the second half gone, and they've turned the ball over 20 metres out from their own posts, and that really wasn't the outcome Leeds were looking for.
Brilliant start for Hull KR. So much intent in the defence, race off the line. They're so good at holding the players up in the tackle and dragging them back. And with that come the kick pressure. The 1% players KR are so good at forcing Leeds to run, tackle them. Now they have the ball on the 10-metre line.
And the heavy haulage is out now as Jai Whitbread goes thumping into Leeds' defensive line, and they are inside the 10. Those red and white shirts flooding, looking to cause some chaos. Tyrone May takes the ball to the line and almost goes through it that time. He had support on his shoulder from Staunton. They're winding up. They have plenty of depth in this move here. Hull KR, they've got a set restart as well. So another six tackles within 10 metres of Leeds' line as Mikey Lewis is clobbered. A real ball and all tackle that time. There's the ball from James Bentley. Hadley turns it back to Whitbread. Again, the big trucks are out. looking for grunt and graft rather than skill and craft. Sue's turn to have a drive. They really are unfurling all of their HGVs right now. It's a lovely step from Lewis. Now it's all about skill. Now it's all about a try. Brilliant work from Hokeyar and Tom Opacek, who departs East Hull at the end of the season, gets a big try that puts Rovers in front.
They go to half-time with the try going in to make it level. Willie Peters has obviously said some stern words in there, what was needed. They've come out this second half full of energy. The usual OKR we've seen all year. Outstanding defence to start. Off the back of that, leading man of steel man, Mikey Lewis, brings everything what he always does. That energy, that spark. He gets the ball, gets some early ball on his left edge as Leeds race up to try and make the tackle. 1 foot, 2 foot, beats two men. Outstanding play. Gives the ball to Opacek off his right shoulder and he glides in untouched more or less to put the ball down. Just what OKR needed to start this second half and to get rid of them nerves, and it gets them fans right back into this game.
Yeah, there's been an edginess at times, hasn't there, which has been created all by Leeds' zeal and endeavour. But now we're just starting to see OKR cracking into that groove that has been, as you said, the hallmark of their play all season.
Some nerves going around tonight, especially you saw it in that first half. What you've just not seen at Craven Park this year. A big, big game tonight. They need to win to cement second in that 80 minutes from a grand final. They've come out second half. That seemed to have been forgotten in that first 7.5, 8 minutes. A really good reaction since they've come out. Built on, like we've said, defensively, they're so good. 1% as the inside pressure, the kick pressure, what created this field position to start the set 10 yards off the ball. And they bring the star man into play, Mikey Lewis, such an handful inside that 10 metre line, such a running threat, and just to find that delicate pass inside Topacic, outstanding, really, really impressive stuff to start the second half. Mikey Lewis has a kick now, what he's probably expected to get.
Well, Mikey Lewis, he's not been note perfect tonight. Warrington 38 points to the good against London, so it's a good job from Hull KR's perspective that they are at the moment getting the job done as it stands. But the kick from Lewis, again, he's pulled it wide of the posts. So here, 14 points to 10 in the Super League. Big night of rugby union tonight. The Premiership is underway. Repeat of last year's Premiership final. How's it going at Sarah Orchard?
65 minutes gone here at the Rec. It's Bath 28, Northampton 16. And just as the Saints thought they'd got a foothold in this match, Bath have gone over for their fourth try, scored by Ollie Lawrence in the corner. We're saying two matches going on tonight up in the northeast. Newcastle, who were winless last season, are taking on Bristol at the moment with still 20 minutes to play. It's Newcastle 3, Bristol 12.
And Catalan Dragons play Hull tomorrow, and there's a Catalan taking on Hull tonight in Narcís Pelhach, the first time he takes charge of Stoke City tonight against Hull. How's he getting on, Charlie Slater?
Nicely pointed out, Matt. You clearly do your research. 54 minutes on the clock, Stoke 1, Hull 0, so it's going quite well for the Catalan this evening, who is now Pelhach of the Potteries. That said, Hull all over Stoke in the first 9 or 10 minutes of this second half. They brought Liam Miller off the bench and he's given the Stoke defence all sorts of problems. They've nothing to show for it just yet. It's still Stoke 1, Hull 0.
Thank you very much, Charlie. And elsewhere tonight in the Super League, 14-10 here. It was going well for Lee against St Helens last time we heard. Andrew Henderson, Sharon Shortle.
And it's still going well for Lee, Matt, as well. We've played 9 minutes of this second half and Lee have just bombed an absolute peach of a chance. Josh Charnley released down the wing, back inside to Moylan. The ball couldn't quite be taken, but Lee is still looking good, Andrew Henderson.
Yeah, well, that's their first bit of field position they've enjoyed in the second half. I think Saints have started the team with more intent. I think defensively they've really stepped up this second half and forcing Lee on numerous occasions early to have to kick from deep. But on that occasion, it was an error that's given Lee the field position. They broke down this left side. Fantastic bit of play from Moylan. He skips across, finds Letelli, who just flicks it on very quickly to Josh Charnley on the outside. He burns Metallier for pace, but Johnny Lomax with a great try saver back on the inside just does enough to force Charnley's pass inside of Moylan, just a little bit too far in front of him, and it's an error, so Saints survive.
And so the scoreline still unchanged at half-time. Lee Leopards 12, St Helens 0.
So back here at Sewell Group Craven Park, Hull KR fancied that they've got some points. Ryan Hall going over in the corner after another crisp move, but Scott Taylor, you said you might have spotted someone in the build-up to that.
Obstruction. I think it's a clear obstruction. It was a really good play from right to left for Hulkingston Rovers coming down this left edge, but the referee was actually going to blow his whistle for obstruction in play, but he's let it carry on as the ball fans Ryan Hall, and Ryan Hall does what he does, he finishes well on the corner. But in today's day and age of rugby league, as you run them lead lines, you just can't run on the outside shoulder of the defender. He's just pinned every time. As we're looking back now, it isn't probably as clear cut as what it looks live, and the referee was going to blow his whistle, but already it is chalked off. It's just the rules, unfortunately. And if he could have that back there, the left back row in Staunton, it would have changed his line just at the last minute to get that inside shoulder, because it would have still been a try to OKR.
Yeah, technicalities and running lines and all that that back rows have got to deal with in there as they make their way as part of those block play, those moves that teams put on to try and unlock defences these days. So just under half an hour to play here on 5 Live Sport. Big weekend of sport, of course, with the Anthony Joshua Daniel Dubois IBF World Heavyweight title fight. Coverage starts from 7 p.m. on BBC Sounds and across Sports Extra for the undercard, switching to 5 Live from 8:30. And of course, plenty of commentary across the weekend from the Premier League, the home of the Premier League, on 5 Live Sport. Meanwhile, penalty for Hull KR inside Leeds territory, or at least they've got the ball here inside the Leeds half. Scott Taylor.
There was a lifeline for Leeds with that obstruction, but they forced an error. OKR, it's a different OKR team we've seen start the second half, and that energy what was lacking in the first half, what we said Elliot Minchella does, the captain who's not out there tonight through suspension, we've just seen it. The first time we've seen it, an error, everyone runs in, they celebrate, they pump each other's tyres up. It must have been mentioned at half time, because it's only 10 minutes into this second half just over, and we're already seeing a lot more of that than what we saw in the first half.
So everyone was peeling away to this right edge from Leeds' defences perspective, but OKR went right instead, and they have just about been halted inside the 40. Sam Luckley, who got hooked in the first half, he's got a reprieve, he's back out there and he's making yards with a real intent. There's definitely a different flavour about OKR at the moment. It's zingier, it's causing Leeds to really think about what they're doing defensively. Parcell puts the brakes on against his old club. Jesse Sue keeps it moving. Sam Luckley again gets a big carry. The big Scotland international, chrome of dome and bulky of build, as he takes on that defensive line. Tyra May out the back for Lewis. Brody Croft locking up his fellow playmaker just about, as he wriggled his way through that defensive line. Scooped up by Obercheck. He's definitely got the bit between his teeth tonight.
Again, brilliant end to the set for Hull KR. If you're not going to score, you're not going to get a repeat set. Turn that ball over in the corner. We saw what that did only 5-6 minutes ago, and we're seeing it again now. Hull KR condense that line, they fly up, they get men in the tackle and they drag them back. And there's some real tough carries now coming for Leeds, who find an offload to relieve a little bit of pressure.
Yeah, Paul Momorowski managing the turn one round the corner as the defenders swarmed in to belt him. He took a whack for his trouble. James Bentley gets likewise as he is toppled unceremoniously by Dean Hadley, who buried his shoulder into the midriff. Croft comes to this right edge now with Momorowski, and Leeds are almost up to halfway down that right sideline. OKR's red and white shirts peeling away, getting back into position on the back of the tackle. Cameron Smith drifting across field. Frawley pushes it out to Edgell. Now they're injecting some pace as Newman finds Lum. He has to step back towards the middle. It was a good sliding line from OKR, wasn't it? Shutting down the space as the ball kept moving.
Outstanding defence by OKR. They looked like they had the overlap leads, but the way OKR worked for each other and worked from the inside nullified the threat straight away, and we have a great take there on the full air by Broadbent, who brings it back into the line. Leeds just getting themselves back into the game a bit. They've been shell-shocked at the start of this first half, and they just get back, get some even ball possession, and they're still obviously within that try, as it's 14 points to 10.
So as it stands, I've got a memory like a sieve. Warrington St Helens will be one of the eliminator semi eliminator finals, and Salford Lee will be the other one. That's as it stands in the first round of the playoffs. And Hooker at the moment would get that week off and that home semi-final the following week that they are craving. So 25 to play, Hull KR 14, Leeds 10, 5 Live Sport. As Matt Parcell trots to the play the ball on halfway, Mikey Lewis will get his foot through the ball, hoist the kick, long and into the corner again. Leeds having to play out from deep, playing out from pockets. And again, the chase from Hull KR, exquisitely done.
Really good kick by Michael Lewis. He was really good in the first half, and we saw him create that try through a kick similar when Hickel chased at the end of that first half. He's putting in some better kicks. The wind's against him this half, but still a really good kick there. I just want to see a bit more spark now around Old Carr again. They're built on that. They're missing some key players tonight. Tanganoa's normally very effective off the bench for him, and he's not there either. So the lads out there need to do the job for Old Carr and keep bringing that energy.
Leeds Rhinos looking to play out from their own end. Cameron Smith, who is more subtlety than strength, but he's having to work that kind of option here. So 14-10 here. There's been a penalty at the Bet365 Stadium. Stoke Hull, Charlie Slater.
And Hull have the penalty, and it's a clear one as well. The Stoke City fullback Boka easily fouls Bellumi. I mean, there can be absolutely no question mark about it whatsoever. He goes to clear the ball and instead kicks the player in the thigh. And so here comes Casey Palmer with his right boot. Saved by the goalkeeper. Back to Palmer, who heads it into an empty net. And Hull have their equaliser. Casey Palmer's first goal, and Palash's first game in charge of Stoke City has a spanner thrown in the works. Stoke 1, Hull 1.
There might be a few Hull KR fans listening who enjoyed that one from Charlie Slater. Hull KR are in front here, and Hull City, who play across the city in the west of Hull, are currently now level away at Stoke. As the kick goes high underneath it, Lewis Roberts has spilled it! And it becomes an offside as well, because the loose ball was pouched. So not only is it a knock-on, but it's now a penalty. And that is double whammy for Hull KR.
Double whammy. I'd say take the two, but no offence, they haven't got any goal kickers. Hull KR, it's what could really cost them. Debrin Smith is a quick tap by Parcell. So I'll get back to you, Matt.
Yes, taken forward by Dean Hadley, who is taking on that Elian Minchella leadership ball-playing role at loose forward tonight, and he's doing it with some distinction. And Sam Luckley powers forward, he piles in. It's kamikaze from him, and he's tackled 5 metres out, just runs almost head down. Pure rawness. And Suaso Sue picks up off the back of that. Matt Parcell from underneath the posts. Hadley looks to go himself. They are again launching the missiles. The big weapons are out. Sue piles in, drilled his way through from close range. This might not be given. The gap appeared from somewhere, although it's
sent up a, has he sent up a try?
I think he has. Jack Smith says try on field, so this might well be given Scott Taylor, but you have some doubts.
I have doubts in the fact that it looks to me Sue's gone through the same hole as a lead runner. Normally, you saw Sue last week score a try against Lee where he goes through out the back into the next hole, and it was a really good try. It looked to me like it went through the same hole, but the video ref isn't even looking at this, he's looking at the grounding, so I must be wrong on thinking that he has gone through the same hole, and they're actually only checking the grounding.
Well, if he has gone through on the back of the lead runner, that lead runner's evaporated, hasn't he? He's done well to get out of the way.
He's gone through, he's got through early and got out of the way. Obviously, I'm going through the same hole as it looked live to me, and it's all on the grounding. The referee's sent up a try. The way we're looking at this big screen now, it can't be anything but a try. There's no way this can be overturned. A massive, massive try for Hull KR.
Anticipation around Suwaka and Craven Park, and they get the answer that they were looking for. Suaso Su, try seven of the season from the big front rower. And there's just a little bit of an air of celebration now. They genuinely sense This could be second place. There's still 22 minutes to play, Scott Taylor, but the momentum of this game has been ripped away from Leeds by Hull KR.
All that nervous energy is gone. The buzz, the bounce in the stadium, the fireworks are going off. There's a 2-try lead. OKR are very, very good defensively. So it'll take a lot now for Leeds to get two more tries against this outfit. OKR have been outstanding all year. They've just lost the grip on the league leaders. They definitely deserve that second place spot. It'd be criminal probably if they lost that tonight. It looks now like it's going to take a big effort from Leeds to stop that from happening.
OKR 18 at Leeds 10. A kick to come from Mikey Lewis. It's bang in front. He might not have had the best night with the boot on a blustery evening here in East Hull, but this one should be good. It's the right kind of range, it's the right kind of direction, and it is good, and it's 20 points to 10, a 10-point buffer. Let's check in at the Leeds Sports Village. A big game, Leeds and Helens. Last we heard, it was all going the Leopards' way. Andrew Henderson and Sharon Shortle.
Well, it's all eyes on the big screen as a try, potentially from Tommy Makinson, has been sent up for the video referee. Leeds still leading 12-0. Ricky Lutelli in the sin bin for a challenge on Jack Welsby, so lead down to 12. This could be a vital try, Andrew Henderson, if it's given.
It certainly could be, and even though Lee have been reduced to 12, they still look threatening with the ball. Saints still coming up with a load of errors. But there it is, Sharon. It's been awarded Tommy Makinson. It went up as a no try from referee Lee Moore, but the video referee has overturned that decision and awarded Makinson with the try.
So kick to come. John Bennison on kicking duties. It's Lee Leopards 12, St Helens 4.
And a crucial timing on that one. Hull KR just about to drop out as that kick looks to find the 14 will be with Bath Northampton in just a moment. But James Donaldson running with real impetus here. We'll just see out this particular raid from Leeds because it looks dangerous. Aledski, oh, he's gone slaloming through a couple of tackles, and they are 15 metres out here. Leeds Rhinos, they trail by 20 points to 10. O'Connor to Frawley. And more yards eaten up there by the Rhinos as Cameron Smith chews his way to within 10. They'll come back with Frawley. Another punch up this time by Donaldson, the former Robin himself. One last tackle potentially in the set, or maybe a couple here as Croft. Oh, he goes for the kick. It bounces loose. And Fiojo knocks on. 19 to play here. Hull KR 20, Leeds 10. In that repeat of the Premiership final, Bath are one of the favourites for the title this campaign, having missed out last season. How are they getting on against Northampton, Sarah Orchard?
Well, they're wearing that favourites tag very well. It's Bath 31, it's Northampton 16. We've only got 2 minutes left to play here. Bath already with the bonus point in the bag, and Northampton reduced to 14 men with one in the bin through Josh Kemeny. As I say that, it looks like Bath have gone over for a fifth try. It's a bundle of bodies. I can't get the name on that one, but that's going to take Bath up to 36, Northampton 16.
A brutal start to the season from Bath. And well, they certainly laid down an early marker. Premiership at one part stage of the season, Super League at the very opposite. We are in prize-giving time at the moment, aren't we, Scott Taylor?
Yeah, rugby union always get their time off in summer. Always been a frustration of mine, a nice summer holiday. We always have to go away in November and try and we always have to fly about 12 hours to get some weather.
Yeah, I'm a winter sun man these days. Yeah, absolutely, we crave it. Can't wait for that grand final to finally be done. As Sam Luckley charges beyond halfway for Hull KR. Centre field, ball from Parcell into the hands of Dean Hadley, who's just metronomic. He just continues, picks the ball up, runs, picks the ball up. He's relentless. He's like the Terminator.
He's been outstanding against Dean Hadley tonight. Played 80 minutes so far in that middle, replacing that Minchella type role. And wow, he's been outstanding. He really has. All the effort area skills, all the ball in hand. He's such a big player for this Hull KR team.
Tyrone May onto Lewis, turned back against the traffic now with Tom Opacek. And Again, he gives Leeds plenty of issues to consider as Mikey Lewis puts that kick into the corner. Chase from Ryan Hall. They have pinned Leeds inside their own end, although at the expense of a penalty. So it's not quite worked out for Hull KR as they would have wished. Leeds get the penalty. 20 points to 10 here. Still plenty to be decided. Lee St. Helens, Andrew Henderson, Sharon Shortle.
Yeah, again, all eyes on the big screen. And again, it's for potentially a St. Helens try. Morgan Knowles possibly crossing. And if this one's given, Andrew Henderson, game on.
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, it was a fortuitous bounce for St. Helens. The kick goes in from Dodd. And it just goes into no man's land. Lands into no man's land. The Lee players didn't attempt to catch it. The St. Helens chase team, it bounces back into them. I think it's Percival that bats it back inside to Lewis Dodd. And then he finds Morgan Knowles on the inside, who looks to have scored underneath the post. So this looks like it'll be a try, Sharon.
Well, the position on the field suggests it will be given as all lies out on that big screen. The decision is pending and it's given as a try. We have got now 18 minutes remaining in this game. St. Helens, they're back in it. It's Lee Leopards 12, Saints 10 with a kick to come.
And we will let you know here on Five Live Sport if that kick is successful and whether Saints have chewed that lead down and actually just pulled it back to parity. That's Brody Croft scheming here for Leeds with dancing feet, bewitching footwork, but OKR stayed alert, stayed alive. O'Connor goes to the left of the ruck now with Frawley. Short ball pummeled forward by those Rhinos forwards, but again, OKR get bodies in the way. But the Robins back defending their own goal line. Frawley into Cameron Smith, moved out to Croft. He injects some pace to this right edge. James O'McDonnell is well and truly swamped, and Hull KR come up with the defensive goods again. Scott Taylor,
poor finish by Leeds. If Leeds are in front, it's a good finish, but they've got the overlap. I don't know what James McDonald's doing there, but if he finds a pass to the right, there's a potential of getting the overlap on the right hand side. He gets caught with the ball, he hands over. Leeds are still well in this contest, but they just need to find some better finishes when they do have ball in hand. They've gone back to being a bit clunky, which we saw at the start of the first half.
So it is currently all square at the Leeds Sports Village in Super League tonight. Lee 12, St. Helens 12. They've wiped out the lead. And here come Hull KR. Oh, it's an ankle tap on Burgess as he went surging down the sideline. And you can almost feel the energy as he went flying down that touchline. He'll be back at the wreck in just a moment to get the final word on Bath's opener tonight against Northampton, but it'll be Mikey Lewis's kick on the last. He's hooked that one back towards the middle. It's a really good chase. Oh, it's bounced loose. Still hooking our ball. Oh, they've had a set restart here, so they are right on the line. We will be with Sara very shortly, but this is a chance for Hull KR to really stake a claim that this game has been put to bed. Parcell, Jack Brown's just come back on. We'll have a clatter forward. Parcell again from just a couple of metres out. He can almost reach out and touch the line. Now they'll go to the short side. Petr Hicku, wonderful pass. Burgess into the corner. Real defiance, real power, real try. And the try is awarded. 24 points to 10. Hull KR make a big step towards that top two. Let's check in at the rec. First game of the Premiership rugby season. Bath against Northampton. It looks like a big win. Sarah Orchard.
It's a big win for the home side. Bath 38, Northampton 16. And I tell you what, Bath will be a handful for any side season. Five tries in total. The intensity they were playing with, Northampton just didn't have an answer to. And I have to say, the Saints, they haven't won in round one in the Premiership for the last decade. Well, it's now 11 years that they've only got two wins in round one. So a long way to go for the defending champions. But full time, what a night for Bath. 38 points to 16.
Well, they put on some points, have Bath, and well, they were beaten at Twickenham. And Northampton side, much changed, as Sarah was saying, in the build-up to that one. So the Premiership off to a flyer in Premiership Rugby Union here in Super League. Scott, we were just saw a flyer there. Wonderful pass to put Joe Burgess in at the corner.
Outstanding by Petr Hicku. in that right centre role. He's been very good defensively tonight. We said about a leader out there, and with the experience, there's no more better than Nico in this whole Kingston Rovers. He did the kick chase in the first half to get the try, to send him into half-time, not trailing. He gets the ball to Melly Bonley's right edge. He sucks in the winger. That audacious flick pass sends Bayes away in the corner. It was a real finisher and some real speed. Great finish in the corner. Hulkingston Rovers have been the Hulkingston Rovers of what we've seen all season. They've been outstanding this second half. They've just took the game away from Leeds. They've beat them in every area on the field.
Yeah, big test of character as well, wasn't it? As you say, they avoided going in at half time down, which is a rare occurrence. I can possibly, the Warrington game earlier in the season might have been one. I think we did that game together actually, but I think that might have been one off the top of my head. But yeah, very seldom a team so formidable on their home patch. But as you say, they've arrested that though in the second half. They came up with the answers to the problems that were being caused in the first half.
And it'll be somewhat what will really please Willie Peters, because he's nailed the kick from the sideline. The best kick of his career so far, Mikey Lewis.
Yeah, huge roar from around Cyril Group Graven Park. Under 12 to go. Hooker 26, Leeds 10. Let's check in on the Championship football. Stoke Hull, Charlie Slater.
Where new Stoke manager Palash has problems. Hull have turned it around and taken the lead. 77 minutes on the clock. Wilmot, who scored earlier for Stoke, gave the ball away and Regan Slater banged it in the top bin. It's Stoke 1, Hull 2 with 77 on the clock.
There'll be plenty of smiles in Hull tonight, won't they, at this rate?
Always loved Regan Slater. Always loved him.
We might have a little bit of bias in the commentary box here, but
the only one smart, I'll just say, we're talking about the Union. Lee Radford, defence coach at Northampton. He just conceded 38 points against Bath. I'll be messaging Lee Radford after tonight.
Oh, yeah, of course, former gaffer of yours and a good pal as well. Very good bloke, but as you say, yeah, he won't be enjoying that one, will he?
A penalty from the kickoff now as well, just to make things worse for Leeds as they kick out on the full. Some field position again for OKR, who are just being so ruthless this second half. As I was saying, they're going to get the rest now probably next week. So the fact they've been uncharted water tonight, they've come back, they've dug deep, they've ground out a really good win, and now that'll give them a week off, rest up some troops, a few injuries they've got. Get them back ready for that massive 80 minutes from a grand final at Curran Park in 2 weeks' time.
And they haven't finished yet. Jack Brown marauding down the middle, and he is tackled 15 metres away as Jez Litton is on, offering his little bit of zip and sparkle. He is just about legs tackled 5 metres out. They'll come down the short side now. This left side with Matty Staunton, and he will crawl and drive and ebb his way to that line, looking for some points. Spun back to Mikey Lewis, now into the hands of Dean Hadley. Hull KR are going to finish with a flourish in these final 10 minutes as Broadbent re-injects some life into the set after it's slightly gone aground. We'll be at Lee Sports very, very shortly with some news from there with Sharon and Andrew. But first, into the hands of Hadley again. Jack Brown stomping out metres. And that is a turnover. Ample time then to get across to the Lee Sports Village. It was all square last we heard as Lee against St Helens. Andrew Henderson and Sharon Shorter.
11 and a half minutes to go in this game. Lee are back up to 13 players and they have scored a try through Josh Charnley. The kick to come from Matt Moylan, but well worked, Andrew Henderson, by Lee.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was another mistake from St Helens with Sione Metadier knocking on by a ferocious contact from Tom Amone. And that gave Lee the opportunity, and they played some great rugby league football through John Asiata, out the back to Lachlan Lamb, out the back to Matt Moylan, who finds the final pass to Josh Charnley to finish and get low into that left-hand corner.
Too far out for the conversion to be tagged on from Matt Moylan, but it's Lee Leopard 16, St Helens 12.
Another big try for Lee, then they're back in front there. Well, Charlie Slater was saying that Narcis Palacios having some problems in his first game as Stoke boss against Hull. Has it got any better for him, Charlie Slater?
It's got worse, and now those smiles in Hull will be ever wider. 80 minutes on the clock. Stoke 1, Hull 3. Casey Palmer's got his second of the evening. Cuts along the byline. It flicks off of Wilmot, then into the keeper, then it hits the post, then it spins over the line. It might go down as an own goal. goal. Not that Hull will care. They'd only scored two goals going into tonight's game. They've got three on the night, and boos were ringing out here at the Bet365 Stadium only a minute or so ago. Stoke 1, Hull 3.
And a big goal for Hull then, who lead there. Elsewhere tonight in the Gallagher Premiership, Rugby Union, Newcastle Falcons season off to a losing start. Bristol, big winners at Kingston Park, 24 points to 3. And as we were hearing from Sarah Orchard before, Bath starting the season with a comprehensive win over Northampton, gaining a little bit of revenge for their Premiership final defeat. Here tonight, Hull KR on course for second place. In the bank, Harry Newman looking to change the narrative slightly here as Leeds go a little bit expansive with the game looking as though it's gone. 7.5 to play, Scott Taylor. And whilst Leeds might show like they're baring their teeth somewhat, Hull KR look fairly comfortable defensively.
Hull KR look comfortable, they look like they know the job's probably done. The three tries in front as we see the ball now go wide, left to Leeds, who look to try and get a bit of a consolation try, you'd think, the 7 minutes to go. But yeah, they're looking pretty comfortable, KR, as a few errors have crept in this last few minutes.
Yeah, Riley Lund with the dancing feet, twinkle toes, unable to prise his way through. Alfie Edgell, who showed a bit of magic in the first half, but he was locked up that time as the Hull KR defence tracked his run across field. Momorowski goes to Croft. He will hang a kick under the post. Oh, that's a real tantaliser. It's bounced loose. Has somebody dived on that loose ball? It looks as though somehow Hull KR have survived that raid. And I think it might be Tyrone May, who was really Johnny on the spot to save the try there.
The wind's really swirling here tonight. It's had to put in more in favour of Leeds this second half, but they don't really use that in the favour. But Hull KR definitely have created a few tries off the back of it. A great end to the set there from Leeds. About time, really. They've been poor on last plays this second half. Threatening kick. Tyrone May there, the man on the moment, but that's just what KR epitomised. The first to every ball, they have been all second half, they're showing the extra energy, and with 6 minutes to go now, you can't see anything but an all Kingston Rovers win.
So a big round of sport on Five Live Sport this weekend. Sunday, Manchester City, Arsenal in the Premier League, and of course the opening weekend of the Women's Super League as well. But the commentary from the Etihad as part of Premier League Sunday, kickoff at 4:30, and Neda Manua, Julian Lorenz and Ellen White will be part of the build-up from 12. So plenty going on Five Live Sport this weekend, as well as that massive heavyweight boxing fight. It properly is a real humdinger, that one, isn't it? Anthony Joshua, Daniel Dubois, Five Live Boxing with Steve Bunce. The undercard on Extra and the main event on Five Live. So plenty to go at this weekend for your sporting fix on your radio. And Hull KR have broken their record for the attendance here at Craven Park. Leeds looking for some late joy as the ball pushed out to that left edge, but they somehow, Hull KR, get bodies back to scramble and make a tackle as the ball is infield now into the hands of Frawley. Lissone looking to use his bulk as the battering ram, but again Hull KR stand firm. Croft away to that left side, rolls the little kick in behind. They dive on the loose ball, Hull KR. They thwart Leeds again, and they are sitting out this game with a little touch of class.
You've got to be impressed with the way they've just defended again there, Hull KR. They're an 80-minute team. They're fit. They work hard for each other. They've done that all year, and they're doing that tonight. Despite leading by 16 points, the way they're scrambling this last 5 minutes just shows what they're about. They don't want to concede another try. They want to do all the little areas correctly still, as they'll be looking back on video. As we mentioned, they're probably going to have a week off next week, so they'll definitely want to finish this game with a lot of positives.
And they, Hull KR, get a little offload away as Hadley finds Litton, and Litton slips the pass out in turn. Mikey Lewis dancing onto that one at full pelt. Now they'll come away to Litton, who gets the kick away, bangs it high underneath it. Alfie Edgell, he's been testing all night, and from that perspective, Leeds Rhinos have got a good one in their ranks, because he's looked very calm under that ball.
He's done really well tonight. Ed Gill has carried the ball well. He finished his try really well. He's had one or two unlucky bounces of the ball as the kicks come up. But I think Hull KR have been absolutely outstanding all night tonight with their last play options. Probably the best I've seen Mikey kick all season, just for the right time as they come to the business end of the season. He's kicked well. He's put him under pressure as Leeds found the overlap on the left now.
Yeah, chance here down that left side from Riley Lum. He's taking it upon himself here with a winding, weaving run. Twisted blood for Hull KR. Pops the offload away. Somehow Hull KR make the tackle. Ball comes loose. 3 minutes to play. Hull KR have this one in the bag. It's not quite so all cut and dried at the Leeds Sports Village. Leeds St Helens, Sharon Shortle, Andrew Henderson.
No, not quite cut and dried, but Lee have edged themselves a little further ahead. 5.5 minutes still to go in this one. Another error from St Helens, giving Lee the opportunity to extend their lead. A penalty from Matt Moylan from 25 metres out. He was straight and true with the kick, and it sent the fans in raptures behind the post. 5 minutes to go. It's Lee Leopards 18, St Helens 12.
So there we go. Lee Leopards very close to getting the job done and booking their spot in the playoffs and leaving Leeds and Catalan to wonder what might have been, regardless of their exploits. Leeds are going to finish short here. Catalan will hope that they get the job done against Hull FC tomorrow, but if Lee win, then it screws them. They're done. Their season's gone.
That's it. It would have been a massive game if Saints found the win tonight, and Catalan's going to Hull FC tomorrow with some departing players from Hull FC. It would have been an even bigger game, the fact Catalan's winning in. But with the results going the way they are tonight, Lee at home getting the win, but cemented their own future in the playoffs. It means that going into tomorrow's game with Catalan's at Hull, bit of a nothing game. It's more of an eyes on, will Catalan's win by a certain scoreline to make Hull FC finish bottom of the pile? But with the result tonight, you'd expect London to finish bottom now come the end of the season.
Yeah, they are trailing by a decent scoreline against Warrington tonight. 54-0 last time we looked. Matty Ashton with a hat-trick in that one. Lee looking as though they will edge St Helens. Croft wide, it goes to Harry Newman. He still could have a big autumn as the internationals take place. Two tests against Samoa. One of the leading Pacific nations and World Cup finalists at the last World Cup. Across the BBC, you'll find the playoffs and at those international games, wheelchair and the women's too. All that to come over the next month and a bit or so. As a dummy half sneak from Akers. He's not scored all season until now. And he's got himself off the proverbial nudie run.
Off the nudie. There's only one thing in his head there. He knows they can't make the playoffs now. He knows that they're about to go into Mad Monday, which, for those who don't know, is a bit of an iconic thing in rugby league. The season finishes, you start drinking until you hit Monday. Mad Monday arrives, and if you hadn't scored a try on that Mad Monday, notoriously, unfortunately, I've been part of a few in my career, there's a little nudie run to done, obviously, away from the public, and no offences or crimes committed. Akers knows what he's doing there. Cheats over, little try, make sure he's off the new date. He'll be first to let them all know that when they go in the changing rooms.
Yeah, no, that's a consolation, isn't it? That's a genuine consolation from Andy Akers there. And the kick was good from Reece Martin, who, as I say, signs off tonight as a Leeds Rhinos player with their season done. He comes here to play his rugby for Rovers next season.
Yeah.
And what a signing he will be. We're into the final 39 seconds once we get back underway here, and they are looking to get the party started at Craven Park. The regular season boxed off with a 21st win from 27 games. This from a team that was relegated only 8 years ago, came back up from the Championship, have rebuilt on and off the field and turn themselves from perennial strugglers to a genuine contender. They've been to semi-finals, they've been to Challenge Cup finals. The next step is to put that trophy in the cabinet.
100% it is. They're doing the right things on and off the field. They're absolutely genuine contenders. They've built a big squad, a top squad, not just top heavy. They've got some real depth. And you've seen that tonight. You've got the likes of Tanganoa missing tonight, Elliot Minchella. They still do enough to beat a strong Leeds team and come out and get a win. They deserve to finish in the top two. They've been so consistent all year. They've been really good. throughout massive stages of the games all year, and they deserve to finish second. It's unlucky that they want two winners of the league leaders. Wigan got that title, but they've definitely can be proud of themselves and finishing second for the first time, and the highest finish in Super League history for OKR.
Yeah, highest finish since 1985. They didn't quite repeat the feats of that wonderful team that featured the likes of Gary Prome, but they have cemented their own place in Rovers folklore in 2024. Hull KR have sealed second spot. They will get a home semi-final. They are 80 minutes from Old Trafford, and for Leeds Rhinos, they turned it round when Brad Arthur came in, but it hasn't been quite enough. So Hull KR bound for second, Leeds Rhinos to miss out. Let's get the final stages of Lee against St Helens, where it was slightly in the balance. Andrew Henderson, Sharon Shortle.
Thanks, Matt. 2 minutes, 22 seconds to go in this one. It's Lee Leopards 18, St Helens 12. Both of St Helens' tries coming while Lee Leopards had Ricky Lutelli in the bin. As soon as they were back up to 13, Josh Charnley went in to put them back in front. And if the last 2 minutes, Andrew Henderson, are anything like we've seen for the previous 78, we're in for quite an intense finish.
Absolutely. It's been an absolute intense cold, a cauldron of intensity, I should say, in this arena at Lee Sports Village this evening. I thought Lee have been extremely physical for most of the game, but Saints got themselves back into it. We've just seen back-to-back errors from Lee that's really given Saints a real opportunity to sneak it at the death and take it to golden point, but the Lee defensive effort on their goal line has been tremendous and managed to hold out the waves of St Helens' attack in the last few minutes. But there's still a minute and a half to go, Sharon, and Saints now coming down this right edge with Lomax.
Shipping the ball out wide to Wellsby, who's got support from Matautia. He's brought down. St Helens now 30 metres out from that lead line. Makinson goes himself from matting half, tries to get around the defence. This is the last of the set. The referee, Liam Moore, with the arm in the air. So the ball goes along to Dodd, keeps it moving from Bell, finds Lomax, who's looking for space out on the left-hand side with Wellsby, puts a kick through. It's cleared away in goal by the Lee Leopards. Matt Moylan is the first man to get there, so still pressure from St Helens.
It certainly is. And Saints moving the point of attack from right to left. They go through three or four pairs of hands till the ball finds Wellsby, puts a neat little grubber kick in behind the line. And obviously Matt Moylan has no other choice but to knock it dead, which means that the Saints will get one last attacking set here on the Lee Leopards goal line with just over 40 seconds of play remaining. We've seen John Narciata just leave the field a couple of moments ago for a HIA. And it looks like Kai O'Donnell's down at the moment getting assessed. I don't know if he's got the thumbs up here or if he's going to have to come off. He is coming off, but I don't think it's a HIA, that, Sharon. I think that is just an injury. That'll be a blow if they lose both of them two next week.
Jack Hughes, the man that's coming on the field to replace him. 40 seconds showing on the clock. Lee 18, St Helens 12. At the moment, it will be Lee Leopards going above St Helens in the table as it stands. They will go into fifth. St Helens will miss out on a home tie next week in the elimination semi-finals. So the dropout comes from the Lee Leopards, stopped at the feet of Johnny Lomax, just short of the halfway line, and Ignatius Parsi is a man who collects it and drives hard and straight. And St Helens try and mound more pressure on that Lee Leopards line into the last 25 seconds of the game. The ball with James Bell moves it along the line, finds Matty Lees, who's brought down. Edging steadily up the field, back towards the left to right, but Bell can't take the ball and it's picked up by Mulhern. And Lee have the possession again, and that will have just won things for the home side. It will guarantee their place in the top six this season. And the clock shows zero on the big screen. The final whistle goes, and it's Lee Leopards who take the win by 18 points to 12, Andrew Henderson.
Well, the stadium has well and truly erupted. Wow. You can feel the energy. A super proud fan base here, the Lee Leopards. Super proud of their team. What a performance. They deserved it, Sharon, if I'm being honest. I think they've been the better team over the course of 80 minutes. Unfortunately for St Helens, far too many errors, and they just failed to build and sustain enough pressure on that Lee line. And the Leopards Well, they'll be buzzing as they secure back-to-back playoffs for the first time in their history.
Absolutely buzzing. It takes Lee above St Helens in the table. They move into fifth place. St Helens go into sixth. And it's been the night for the home side here, Matt. Lee Leopards beating St Helens by 18 points to 12.
Yeah, massive win for the Leopards, who have been resurgent back end of the year. So the league table, Wigan top, Hull KR second. That's your top two. They get a week off. They go and take their break while the other four teams batter each other, and they will have to try and pick up the pieces. Warrington then will take on... We've got Warrington Saints. Will take on Saints. Lee will play Salford, who get the home tie. And that, I mean, Salford will be absolutely delighted with that, won't they?
Masterstroke. A lot of people questioned the decision to rest players last night going to Wigan, but it would have been a very tough game against Wigan to even win there. So the fact that they've got the home tie is paid off.
Right, I think, if my eyesight doesn't fail me, Ryan Hall is down there. How good was that?
Yeah, it was good to get the win. Obviously, we needed to win that game to secure second position going into the playoffs, which we managed to do. The first half wasn't very pretty. It wasn't at our standard by any stretch of the imagination. So we got reminded that very politely at half-time. And I think we fixed up mostly in the second half. We let one slide, you know, right at the death. You know, when they got a bit of a badge over try, which we won't be very happy with. But for 39 minutes in the second half, we were much better.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing, isn't it? If you are going to have a slip-up, it's being able to find the answers to that conundrum. And as you say, as a team, you came out with a very different purpose in that second half. And clearly, as you say, Willie Peters made his point.
Yeah. It just reminded us, you know, what we've been doing for the back end of the season and why we went on a good winning streak and how we played in that time. And what we did in the first half, coughing up the ball quite cheaply, giving away penalties coming out of yardage, that wasn't the recipe that we used for, you know, for the back end of the season. So we, you know, we fixed that up in the second half, which we're pleased about. You know, we took it on the chin and we reacted properly on the field, and that's pleasing. It'd be better to put 80 minutes together at this point of the stage, you know, of the season, because they're very important games now.
All right, Ollie, it's Scott Taylor here, mate. How are you doing?
Yeah, okay.
Obviously, of the week off now, not many people won more grand finals than you. Your experience, you've been there and done it, mate. Will you be taking a bit of a lead now in this next week or two and making sure, obviously, you're doing the right things and know what it takes to get over the line in what's going to be a big semi-final in 2 weeks' time?
It's funny, everyone tried to draw on my experience. You know, like you say, you mentioned, I've won quite a few already, and I've been putting my input in all season, well, for the 4 years I've been here, you know, building towards this, and it's just now doing it, you know, like I can't, you know, so, you know, the talking's done, it's time to do it on the field. I think all the guys know what it takes to do it. I know not many of them have done it, but I think we're playing in the right manner, which is pleasing. It's just now going to get the job done.
And Ryan, obviously, there was always going to be one more home game here, but knowing that that last game here as a Robins player is going to be a semi-final, a great way to bow out in front of a home crowd, isn't it?
I get another experience of this. Obviously, I think I'm going to go speak to the crowd now. But they really are a great fan base, and it's been great playing in front of them for the 4 years. I get one more bash, like I say, this year. I return next year. Hopefully, I'll be a welcome reception.
Well played tonight, Ryan. Thanks for your time.
Well done, Ollie.
Cheers, mate. Thanks, mate.
Great stuff. Ryan Hall speaking to us here. Full-time in the Championship tonight. Stoke Hull, Tarsis Pilatus' first game in charge. Charlie Slater.
Stoke 1, Hull 3. A disastrous start to Narcis Pilatus' reign as Stoke manager as the boos rained down from the stands there at full-time. In front, through Ben Wilmot's first half-header, they collapsed in 20 second half minutes. First Palmer, who followed up his own save penalty before Slater found the top corner, and then Palmer forced an own goal off the Stoke keeper to give Tim Walter the win he needed and Narcis Pilatus the problems he doesn't. Stoke 1, Hull 3.
So a big result for Hull there, a big result for Hull KR here tonight. Just to round things up then in Super League, Hull KR secure second, Warrington third, Salford will play Warrington will play St Helens in the playoffs, Salford will play Lee, Warrington third, Salford fourth, Lee fifth, Saints sixth, and Leeds and Catalan will have to wait for 2025 barring an absolute miracle. My thanks to Scott Taylor for joining us tonight. Absolute pleasure to have you on board here on Five Live Sports. That's it from Sewell Park, Craven Park here this evening. And don't forget, there's a load of action taking place across Five Live and Sports Extra this weekend. There's plenty of football tomorrow. And of course, we've got live boxing commentary from Wembley as Anthony Joshua faces Daniel Dubois for the IBF heavyweight world title. Coverage starts from 7 p.m. on BBC Sounds and across Sports Extra for the undercard, and then switches to 5 Live from 8:30. Plus, there's live commentary of the big one on Sunday afternoon from the Premier League as Manchester City take on Arsenal from 4:30 p.m. For now, though, it's goodbye from us here on 5 Live Sport. And coming up next on 5 Live, it's Rina Ahmed. That's after the latest news headlines with Richard Foster.
The voice of the UK.
And the home of the Premier League.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Thanks and good evening. Mohamed Al-Fayed was a monster whose behaviour was enabled by Harrods, the department store he owned. That's the claim from lawyers who represent some of the 37 women who've accused him of rape and sexual assault. The billionaire died last year, aged 94, and Harrods says it's now a very different company. Our correspondent Azadeh Moshiri has more.
The current owners and Harrods say they're utterly appalled by the allegations, that they apologise to the victims, and that they've set up a process that can quickly settle claims for the women should they want to avoid a lengthy legal process.
Mohamed Al-Fayed also owned Fulham Football Club between 1997 and 2013. It's investigating whether any women were abused there. 12 people have been killed and dozens more injured in an Israeli airstrike on the Lebanese capital Beirut. Israel says 10 Hezbollah commanders died. They're said to include Ibrahim Akil. He was wanted by the US over two attacks in the 1980s, which killed hundreds of Americans. Our correspondent Hugo Bechega is in Beirut.
We know that there is a search operation. People are reported to be under the rubble. We've seen that there's some destruction, at least one building that's partially collapsed. At least, you know, the facade of the building has collapsed as a result of this airstrike.
The police watchdog has apologised for what have been described as abhorrent, degrading and cruel letters, which is sent to bereaved families and survivors of the Hillsborough disaster. The IOPC says it's extremely sorry for any distress the letters caused. Val Yates survived the disaster and received one of the letters. She's been speaking to Five Live.
They told me that there was no evidence that I'd seen a dead body. I don't know why they brought that into it, because they were scattered all over the pitch. It was one of the most traumatic things I've seen in my entire life. And to tell me that I didn't see it, because there's no evidence to support it, it's just like rubbishing my experiences.
Downing Street has confirmed that Zakia Starmer, Angela Rayner and Rachel Reeves won't accept any donations for clothing in future. It follows the controversy for the Prime Minister after he accepted clothes from the Labour peer Lord Alley. The Food Standards Agency has warned people with a peanut allergy not to eat products containing mustard because they could have been contaminated. Around 50 products have already been recalled. And it's been confirmed that a tornado hit part of Aldershot in Hampshire this afternoon. Debris flew around in gardens, tiles were ripped off from roofs, several trees were brought down and two blocks of flats were hit, with a rooftop blown off.
You've probably got a list of things your child needs for uni. Pans, cutlery, sheets, duvet, towels, you know. Well, this is a little reminder that they'll also need a TV licence.